the space and resources the Innovation Lab at the Office of Personnel Management offers are in high demand. OPM Director Catherine Archuleta says agencies have to book its services months in advance now. Other agencies are following that example and opening their own innovation centers, like the User Experience Lab at the National Cancer Institute. Rachel Burstein is academic director at the company Books at Work and co-author of a guide to making innovation labs work. She tells Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu why innovation labs are gaining popularity.
It's a reaction to developments in the corporate world. Within the last 10 years or so, we see more chief innovation officer posts and innovation offices as distinct from R&D groups emerging in the corporate world. And I think that there's a crossover to government, where some governmental entities saw the potential of that model for government. So I think it's partly that, but I think also with the downturn in the economy in that time period, folks are looking for new approaches. And so some of these innovation offices have an explicit mission of reducing costs or, you know, looking for greater efficiency. Some don't, but, you know, the goal is to find new ways of serving the public or the agency itself with reduced resources, or at least eliminating unneeded resources. So I think that there's an economic piece as well. I would say less of a policy piece, although, you know, the movement toward open data and transparency initiatives, certainly at the federal level, I think have played a huge part in a lot of the innovation initiatives have an open data piece as part of what they're doing. So I would say that's the explanation for the time period.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the clear messages from your research is that, you know, about the only thing that these various innovation organizations have in common is that they have the word innovation in their name. You want to describe a little bit sort of the varying roles and missions and portfolios that these organizations have taken on? And have those missions kind of converged to become a little bit more similar over the past few years?
It depends on the level of government and the mission of the governmental entity as a whole. So I think at the local level, you do see more innovation offices or posts that are specifically tasked with outreach to the public in ways that doesn't always, although not exclusively, but doesn't always happen at the federal government level. But I think beyond that, there are missions which are more internally focused and missions which are externally focused. So external pieces might include things like reaching out to the public for a variety of reasons, to solicit feedback on proposed ideas, to involve constituencies that might not have been involved in the governmental process in the past or who might have an uncomfortable relationship with government. But there might be other external audiences. So reaching out to the business community, for example, on help with a specific project or just building relationships in that arena. So those might be externally focused missions. But then there are also internally focused missions. So, you know, I mentioned before when we were discussing the downturn in the economy, there are some missions that are focused on saving resources and creating more efficient ways of doing business. But there might also be internal missions that are more focused on kind of what we like to call culture change, which is a little bit amorphous, but creating a greater willingness to take risks and a desire to try new approaches throughout the organization. So there the focus is on changing the way the governmental entity does its work, not on, you know, an external audience. So as you mentioned, innovation has come to mean all sorts of different things. But I think what unites all of these projects is a desire to find new ways of doing things that is maybe more efficient, maybe does them better, but both within an organization and to the constituencies that it serves. Some of them are very focused on technology, and I think that was certainly true in the early stages. And I think over time, a lot of these groups, even if they see technology as a tool, have moved away from the production of technology as a solution or as an innovation in its own right to thinking about technology more as a tool for doing that. doing the larger work of improving an agency.
We've only got about a minute left, but as we close out here, you talk about a number of different models for innovation offices in the public sector, but it seems to me that no matter what path you take, in some sense, that officer is going to have to be a convener of existing resources, in most cases anyway, where you're working across sort of organizational boundaries, bringing resources from one place and coordinating them with another, which is always very hard to do in government. Did you find structures of innovation offices that effectively perform that convening function?
So it's a good question. I think that there are a couple of examples where that's not, even though there's a convening aspect of the role, where the innovation officer actually lives within an existing department and so isn't really tasked with working across departments. For example, the chief innovation officer in the city of Philadelphia is actually also the head of the IT department, right? So that's where his responsibility lies for the most part. But I think where this works best, where there's an ability to work across departments and to get buy-in from multiple stakeholders is to support from the top so that departments also understand that this is a priority for the administration and for the top elected officials or appointed officials. And so there it's the innovation office is not off on his or her own, but is actually working to advance the larger organization. And I think that happens best when somebody is familiar with how government works. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to have had a long tenure in government, but they have some understanding of the politics, frankly, and also the structure of the departments and the personalities involved. And so finding projects where you can get buy-in very quickly from a few departments initially, a coalition of the what some of our interviewees told us, is really helpful then in building those kind of long-term relationships that will allow you to bring skeptics in over time. Certainly, yes, I think the ability to involve all parts of the governmental entity, the work of the innovation office is really important.